But Verna's right. 100 years ago, a six-year-old ancestor of hers, mine, and black folks all over this country worked in the hot sun on days like this from sunup to sundown.
I always like to start with the end of the Civil War, when 4 million African Americans were freed. And then you go through some bitter years of Reconstruction and the populist movement and then all these segregation laws. And still, when you get up to 1910, there were 200,000 African Americans who had bought land that they farmed. And that's just a remarkable record, considering that during slavery, people weren't allowed to learn to read and write. But they learned a lot about farming, and they utilized that once they were free.